Hi, and welcome to the Unknown Secrets of SEO podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Unknown Secrets of SEO.
My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWebStyle.
And this is Paul Hansen, sales manager at eWebStyle.
We are glad to have you. I lost my little cheat sheet with all our little information. We're gonna have to, I don't know. Okay, thank you for joining us for the podcast. Without the cheat sheet, we're nothing. All right, so the first thing we like to do is cover a little bit about what we covered last time. And I didn't bring my cheat sheet, so I've got an idea.
So you're going to have to listen to last podcast.
Go back and listen to podcast number 56. Apparently, though, I was simultaneously drinking Coke and coffee, and Paul was laughing.
Oh, from Darren?
Yeah, that was our...
What's up to my main man, Darren Bowie?
Darren Bowie, man. We've got a little bit to talk about with him, because he's done some pretty cool stuff. So
we should put a link to that on the blog, man. That thing was, I thought it was really cool.
We'll get to that here in just a second, because it's actually really good stuff. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this commercial announcement. Hi, I'm Chris Burris with eWebStyle. You can get SEO from us.
our own commercial.
All you need to do is go to our website, e-webstyle.com. If you're interested in sending an email to the podcast and getting it read on air and probably answered, so far we've answered everything. To the best of our ability, you can send those inquiries to podcast@e-webstyle.com. And I don't remember who it was. Oh, it was Jaya. He gave us like a homework assignment or something for our website. You're missing this. This is misspelled. This is wrong. You got the wrong logo. And you should have a Facebook URL. Guess what?
We have a Facebook URL.
You're right. We have a Facebook URL. So you can now find us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/eWebStyle. No dash.
That's cool.
eWebStyle. You can also find us on Twitter, twitter.com/eWebStyle. You can also watch us record this podcast live at 9:15 Central Standard Time. Here in Houston.
Somewhere in the world.
Somewhere in the world. I don't know. Use Google and translate it to your local time frame. All right. So we also want to cover a little bit about news. What do we got here? No, I thought this was pretty interesting. McAfee apologized for crashing.
For sucking?
No, because sucking would be good compared to what they did.
They crashed 10 million
Tens
computers?
Of thousands of PCs were crashed because of their latest like DAT release. What they did is there is an executable program called SVC Host. I see it all the time because we do some IT, and you know we have clients who have problems, and we get into the task manager and really look at the stuff that's running, the different programs that are running. SVC Host is something that runs pretty much all the time. Apparently, their latest DAT file said, ooh, SVC Host is a virus.
Their own program?
Their program.
Said that their own file was a virus.
It wasn't their own file, but it was a very common file from Microsoft that's always running. Shut down.
Oh, that sucks.
So apparently they were running around the clock IT guys to help people get it all straightened out, and had some fix. And it was
so somebody got fired, and their stock price sucks now.
Oh man, it was. You know, we stopped using McAfee. McAfee is one of those, I don't know, maybe stereotypical, from our perspective, a very stereotypical large company. So there are a couple products that we use for some of our customers on the IT side of things, and they like in 2 years, they renamed the product that we were providing to our customers 5 times.
Oh, wow.
So every time we called up, we're like, I used to be using... It's kind of like when your bank. Like, you call your bank, and it's changed like 4 times.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, I used to bank with Wells Fargo. I don't think they exist anymore. And then I was with Amogee, and I know I'm calling Chase. Is this the right number?
It's Bank One. It used to be Bank One. Now it's this.
So we had that issue, and then on top of that, the process of purchasing stuff from them was archaic and ridiculous. Redonkulous.
Where Redonkulous.
Does it, Redonkulous. I saw that, that came from Shrek 3, right? I just saw an ad for it last night.
I'm going to go watch Shrek 3. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, it's Redonkulous.
I bet it is.
And then I wanted to give you, as I was doing kind of research for the news this morning, did you have anything?
I do, but everything I have to talk about is kind of news, but it's kind of SEO.
Kind of news.
It's SEO, and it's kind of news. The one thing I can tell you about is the Facebook like button.
Oh, it's up, and it's likingable now.
Yes, the Become a Fan button is now like, and you will see it outside of Facebook. And just to name a few sites, you'll see it on CNN, MTV, IMDb, Pandora, Univision. For the Latino
Ooh,
crowd.
Hey, good pronunciation there. Good.
ABC.com, ESPN, IndiaTimes.com, TripAdvisor, Fandango, and the New York Times. So, and Facebook is basically taking over everything else outside of Facebook. So you'll be able to see that everywhere. And I don't know. We'll see how I feel about that. I haven't actually seen it yet, so.
Well, so if you don't know what we're talking about, here's an idea. Go to Facebook.com/eWebStyle and click that little like button. See what happens.
Yeah.
If you like it, report back to us at podcast@e-webstyle.com. Hey, I pressed the like button. I'm not liking it so much. Give it a shot.
They need a dislike button, too.
Yeah. Or how about just a diss button?
Yeah. I'm going to diss this article on CNN.
Facebook and the diss button. We need to, like, diss.
Because I see the thumb ups and the thumbs down. You know, I don't know. I can't figure out what social media tool that is, but I see thumbs up,
thumbs down. That's like Dig, okay. or I don't know specifically Dig, but one of those kind of article followings thing. Shouldn't there be like a talk to the hand?
Yeah, talk to the
thumbs up, thumbs down, talk to the hand, up yours, finger up, finger down. All right, what else do I have here? Google announce. This was pretty interesting. Google announced some changes that they made. This was an interesting article because...
To the Webmaster Tools?
It wasn't to Webmaster Tools.
Okay.
Oh, so we got even more stuff. That's awesome. So it wasn't actually changes to... It was actually changes to Google, and they made before they started this. I know I sound like I'm rambling, and I haven't even yet begun to ramble. as an intro into this article, they were pointing out that Google is the massive big behemoth,
yeah.
And they really could potentially rest on their laurels, and they're not doing it, which is pretty cool. We all
because they'll turn into Yahoo.
Yeah.
Diss Yahoo every week, man. I don't even know why.
Yahoo, talk to the hand.
Man, I'm just like, I don't even know. I should stop doing that. They're probably a good, search engine, even though I don't use them.
Aren't they Bing?
Yeah, Bing.
So they are a good search engine. Yeah. They're Bing.
I don't use either one. Sorry, guys.
So they talked about these improvements that they're making, and so some of the stuff that they're doing, most of the focus on search engines right now is Google Local, and here's some really cool examples of, what they're doing with Google Local. Already we've had conversations about local sponsored ads, mm-hmm. and results. If you just go in and type lawyer, at least in the Houston area, it'll actually be the equivalent of typing lawyer Houston. And give you local results.
And it's expanded. I probably saw it on 5 different categories. I searched yesterday. The little yellow highlight, yep. on Google Look. I was like, wow, they're really selling this stuff.
Yeah. Well, so here's an example. You go, say you're in the Bay Area. I haven't been to the Bay Area. This one of those trips I'm looking forward to. And you type in BART. Right. If you type in BART, at least in this office, you're looking up Bart Simpson. If you type in BART in the Bay Area, apparently you would be looking for the Bay Area Rapid Transit System. So if you're in the Bay Area, that's what comes up in the results.
That's
if
cool.
If you're somewhere else, nothing else. If you're in the Miami area and you type in Dolphin, the football team comes up, as one of the results in the SERP. If you're anywhere else... Up comes,
a dolphin. Flipper.
The non-tuna fish. Everyone's like, save the dolphin. What about the damn tunas? They're cool. We can slaughter tens of thousands of tunas, but let's not kill one dolphin. Well, I never
understood
that. As soon
as the dolphins start tasting good, then hey.
So you're saying you've tasted them and they're not that good?
No. I walked right into that one. As soon as they can put dolphin in a tuna roll, I mean in a sushi roll, then hey, it's... They're done.
What country do we need to go to try that? Because you know,
somewhere somebody's eating some dolphin somewhere.
Game, whatever. Just because it's a mammal. Hello, we eat cows.
Thank
Aren't
you.
They mammals?
Tasty and delicious.
Oh, so if the cows could swim, then we would want to save them, not eat them.
No, if they could do tricks, like
that's true. They gotta do tricks. And that, let's be honest, that little squeaky noise that they make when they're farting out of their air hole.
That's annoying.
It's annoying.
They gotta stop.
Dolphins gotta die. That's a new. We got the DIS website and the dolphins gotta die. So Google also did some spelling enhancements. You know, eventually our society will not be able to spell,
at all.
Yes. Just like, you know, I was thinking, I always say the other day, and this was actually probably like 8 years ago. So the other day I was thinking about how as you're typing in on Word, it's making like automatic adjustments. And that is actually going to affect the English language.
Yeah.
So if it's a there or a there that Google lets slide, and even though you're using it wrong, well, let's put it this way. A bug in the grammar checker fixer-upper software in Microsoft could actually result in a significant change in the English language, in the written English language.
That's true.
It's crazy.
And even browsers do your spell check now.
Well, so what they're doing now is they're taking it to the next level. Say, okay, we are. It does some probability analysis and says, okay, we know you probably misspelled this because 90% of the people who typed this then clicked, did you mean this? Mm-hmm. So now that we're at 90%, screw it. We're just going to show it to you. You know, you don't.
So they're correcting your grammar for you. Just, like, don't even tell you it's a problem.
Don't even give you the option. Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. That's what they're doing. So, you know, it's probably pretty good. You know, and you know, it's probably not good for society in general. Yeah. It's probably great for Google specifically.
Yes.
It's a great way to provide great results. In my searching, I came up with and that came from. No, I didn't. In my searching, I came across some. I like to give out some good resources. They're good resources. SEO News. Very cool. There's actually a do's and don'ts section in SEO News.
I'm about to check that out.
It's SEO-news.com. I saw a little article on link wheels, which was pretty cool. I saw. I can't even read my writing. I think that's why I printed this out. Some on-page tips. So if we have time, we may even cover on-page tips. And we're doing pretty good. We might get there. Dude.
What's that? Oh.
These were probably up a while, right? Jaya, in fact, probably last podcast.
Jaya.
Probably last podcast, they were already up. But I didn't realize that iTunes had multiple pages of reviews. So you actually have to click the next button to see
the next
reviews.
Okay.
And look at that. For those of you watching, there are two reviews on there. Right? So we got two new reviews. One on the 14th, one on the 20th. And you got to love Jaya because he just...
To the point.
He's just to the point.
To the point.
The title is... Not
boring. I love it. I love, you know what, and if I'm looking for a podcast, I'm like, okay, it's not boring. All right, that's worth it. All right.
Which, you know, the rest actually does have say some good stuff, but I mean, it could be like, absolutely no information and not boring. You should download this podcast. We are not like that. We're constantly giving great information and, it's a great, it says, this podcast is actually fun to listen to. The hosts, Paul and Chris, make SEO a joy to listen to. Keep up the great work. Thank you very much, Jaya. My only complaint, and this is in his list of homework stuff, was the microphone. I think we have that fixed. If we don't, let me
and
know.
And Jaya, if this podcast sucks in audio, holler at us again.
Yeah, please, let us know. He says, even with the bad mic. Now, this is saying something. It is still a 5-star podcast.
Wow. That's very cool. Thanks.
That's what is that?
Five stars.
That's what's up.
Oh, that is what's up, Jaya.
Jaya actually quoted Paul his "That's what's up" in an email that he sent us. So that's
man, that I overuse that. I even tell that to my grandmother. Like, "That's what's up, Grandma."
That's what's up, Grandma.
She's 90.
She's like, "What?"
Yeah, exactly.
What's
like,
up?
Like, what? Like, yeah, that's okay, Grandma. You ain't gotta get.
The other one is great information and easy style. This is by I Am Learning. That's cool. I like that.
That's very cool.
Like the casual format and breadth of information, easy to learn very important things from your podcast.
Thanks. So that's very cool.
That is, you know, that is awesome. We really appreciate you guys. You are listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. That is because you are listening to the most popular
iTunes podcast.
Kind of circular, right? Yeah.
Why are you listening to the most? Because this is the most popular one.
Why is it? Because you're listening. This is awesome. All right. What else you got? You got anything there?
Some more Google news.
All right.
This is kind of news, but it's also like changes that Google is making that will affect your SEO, your website, your ranking, things like that.
Hold on. I got to make sure that Darren, I'm drinking coffee and Coke at the same time right now.
Page speed. Now, how quickly your page is loading is full. Actually, is drinking both at the same time.
It's good when the biz mixes with the coffee.
Just caffeined up. Page speed. Google is now incorporating into its algorithm your page speed, which is basically how the actual description is how quickly pages react to each other and how quickly they pull information, which I translate into being how quickly your pages load.
Yep.
Go ahead.
And that makes perfect sense with one of the kind of mantras that we've been saying, which is your job as SEO is to provide a good experience to the Google user.
To the user.
So even if you've got the most amazing information, great pictures, great links and everything, and it takes a minute for your page to load,
They're going to bounce. I mean, everybody knows that by now. So if your pages, your images are too big, or your files are too large, or whatever, your site just sucks maybe, people are going to bounce. So Google is now taking in your page speed into account, into its algorithm. Now, this is not as important as the relevance of the page. And I read that on an article, actually at the Google Webmaster Central blog, and it was at the bottom. It says, this is not as important as the relevance, but it is still important, which kind of goes back to what we keep saying all the time. Content is still king. So you should take this into account. However, I wouldn't say spend hours and hours and hours on it. You're going to spend hours and hours and hours on your content, putting relevant content that's for the user
experience. Yes.
There you go. That provides something for the user experience.
Well, and you know, one point about that is there's really only two kind of main things that would typically slow down the loading of your web page. The first one is just that you've got a server that's really slow and not serving information very quickly, which is what a slow server is, and that would be a problem. The other is if you have images that are coming up or flash components or whatever that are really large in size, memory usage, then those can also take a lot of time. So, you know, those are things that you can cut back. Some of the most effective websites are just really simple text. And, you know, there's this trend, well, not even trend, everyone's moving or has moved to Cascade style sheets, CSS sheets, CSSs. And the reason is because you can actually have that information that quickly Google can get to and check out the time of your website. Now, that makes that's an interesting point because as Google's looking at it from a text perspective, it doesn't need to download the images. So they must have changed their spiders so that as they're going through, they are also testing how long is this web page going to take to download. In addition, because it doesn't need to download the picture because it can't do anything.
Can't read
it. It needs the alt tag. It likes the alt tag off of the picture, and it's not going to download the picture. So that's interesting.
I say this is probably like a user experience metric that they're tracking because you know. Everybody knows you go to a web page that takes a long time to load, you're going to leave. And actually, on the article on the Webmaster Central blog, it says pages that take a long time to load or sites that take a long time to load, people don't stay there as long. So this is another reason why you want to really work on that. And here are some free tools given from the Google Webmaster Central blog, where you can test how quickly your pages load. There's the Google Webmaster Tools. There has its own little page speed or
indicator.
You go to Google Webmaster Tools, go to Labs, and then go to Site Performance, and it'll tell you about how long your pages will take to load. All right, here's another tool called the Web Page Test. Another tool called the Page Speed. These are not Google. The others are not. They're just tools. Page Speed, which is an open source add-on to your Firefox browser. YSlow, which is a free tool from Yahoo, as well as Web Page Test. So you can Google all those, and they'll all give you information about your web page load times, your web, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, y'all cool. Great, you provide a great experience.
Yes, that was pretty cool. One other thing I saw in the news, Google is actually introducing on the Webmaster Tools a click-through rate. So I printed this out in black and white because I'm fighting with a color printer today. I don't know what its problem is. Okay, hopefully you can see that. And if you can see it over to the right, you'll see click-through percentage. And basically what this says is, if you've seen analytics, you know what this page looks like. You got your graph that says, you know, your traffic. You have the query. What word actually did they query to get to your page? You know, the impressions. And then there's the click-through rate and the click-through percentage. Here's another tool that you could use to say, okay, maybe if no one is clicking through to this particular page, you can do some more investigation. Why aren't they clicking through this page?
Maybe it's the description, yeah.
Maybe it's, yeah, it could be. Okay, what if it's your homepage? Well, maybe that's a problem, you know? Right. Maybe it's the contact form that you're hoping people to do, or the page where people can buy something. That's a problem. So this is just another tool that Google has added to the repertoire that'll keep you in Google Analytics all day, pretty much. And now you can just stay in this piece of software all day and not really get anything done. But I thought it was an awesome tool, just something to you to do some more research on and figure out, hey, what's going on with my website. So take a look at that. What else? Oh, and that's pretty much it.
All right, I've got so let's get to Darren Bowie because our teaser earlier and then our
yes.
That wasn't all the commercial. I don't know where the commercial stopped and then we got back into the podcast. Now we're getting back to that teaser information. Darren Bowie, first off, he starts off saying, great podcast today. This was last Friday, concentrating on the basics, which I remember what we did last podcast.
The basics.
Yeah, we were concentrating on the basics, apparently. Find it quite amusing that Paul was laughing throughout and Chris was simultaneously drinking Coke and coffee. You know. That's just how it is. That's just what's up. Quick question. Keywords. Is there a default language for keywords with Google? I'm going to read this kind of quick. So, for example, if you sold blue one-armed widgets, I wonder where you got that from. In Paris, would you have to include the French translation in your keywords, which would be blue widgets un an... is Google intelligent enough to automatically translate English to French, and that your business is in Paris, or would your other shop down the road that was had the French translation in keywords, would they be getting more business? The short answer is absolutely yes, they would be getting more business. Google does not, at least to my knowledge, does not actually do translations. Otherwise, as you typed in English, you would actually end up with French terms in there sometimes, mm-hmm. and vice versa. So I can't imagine that they do that. So you definitely want to have a translation if you're targeting. Well, certainly if you're in Paris, your website mm-hmm. should probably be in Parisian French, mm-hmm. which is probably very similar to regular French.
I didn't know it wasn't regular French. I thought it was just French.
Just yes, you're right. And so it should be in French, and you know that's how you're going to get traffic to your website because French people are going to search in French, and they're going to get French results, and then you'll be doing well. An interesting point that I did a little research on this. This is what we do around here, and a very good point was made is that you really should have a website with the proper designation. So if you're going to do a German website, I believe the extension is .de. for Deutschland.
Okay.
And so if you're going to have a German website, you're going to be marketing to German folk, mm-hmm. Then you actually want to have a domain that ends in the .de. You can still do okay with the .com, but there, you know, people tend to want to buy from people close by or people similar or whatever.
At least in this country, I could say that. I could definitely believe that. I don't know how people in other countries search.
Yeah. Well, if you think you're doing business with somebody down the block, you're right, and it could be a difference between here and there. At least here, you want to know that you're close by, so we kind of maybe you're right. This is a guy who wrote it in English, so he's probably just extrapolating our own thought processes. Anybody in another country, and we know you have listeners in other countries, because right here is a map of our listeners around the world.
From last week.
We love that map. Yeah, that's from last week. It looks like there's a few people in the Germany area, in the Parisian French area.
Dude, that's just Europe to me. Yeah. I mean, my geography is so just whacked.
Well, plus it's all blocked by...
Because I'm like...
I can't see anything. Like, the little tabs with the numbers on it. Okay, so this is the one we do know. That's Spain.
The only reason I know because it sticks out.
So you guys in these other countries that are listening, let us know. Like, is it typical also of your users in your local area to be interested in doing business locally? So if you're in Germany, are you more comfortable doing business with a website that's a .de or does .com? It doesn't matter. Or maybe it depends on the type of product. If you're looking for a good borscht, you want a .de and not a .com. If you're looking for really crappy virus protection, you don't care.
Or McAfee.
McAfee.com doesn't bother you.
They're going to sue me for libel.
No, it's fact. It's all fact. And I'm not saying it to hurt them. I'm just saying it to express our own experience, which has been unbelievably crappy.
Can you use that term in a court of law?
Crappy. No, unbelievably crappy. Just the UC talk to the hand. All right. So that was a great question. And any chance of getting a download link for your spyware software? Spyware software. Well, we use a couple of different ones actually. We can. I'll send you something there, Darren.
We'll hook you up, dog.
Certainly. Last but not least. So we talked a little bit about Darren's analysis and how Google could literally save the earth. Checking the time here, we're doing good. Could literally save the earth. He did this whole analysis. Ecosia, I can't even spell it. Is a website that for every search that their click through profits actually go to saving rainforest. So Darren did a really interesting analysis about how long it would take Google to actually save the entire rainforest, and he's put together a great... I mean, the presentation
is awesome.
It's like insanely awesome. Yeah,
yeah. Darren, let me be honest, man. I was like, this fool did a presentation on it? How cool can that really be? And I checked it out, and I was like, gosh.
Dude, the rain frog, the green rainforest frog. That was awesome. I mean, the whole thing is
very
awesome.
Cool.
That was very cool.
Very, very cool.
I need to check out that tool because, I mean, it looks like he spent a week on it, right? Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome. My hat is off to you, even though I'm not wearing one, Darren. I think that was a very cool thing. And it's cool. They're going to save the planet.
Yeah. So he has a Facebook page and a Twitter page. You can find the Twitter page is twitter.com/GoogleSaveUs. Or Google Help Save Us.
Okay.
I think it's Google Save Us. Anyway, if you go to our Facebook page, I've now friended... No, I'm following him on Twitter. So go to twitter.com/ewebstyle. That's if twitter.com/GoogleSaveUs or Google Help Save Us. If either of those don't work to get you to the right place. That's the best way to get to his link. His link is on a website called prezi.com, prezi.com. And it's actually a place where you can set up presentations.
Set up those presentations.
So I want to check that out because that was an amazing presentation. And anything you can do, this is really cool. We can make like this almost like a splashy pants grassroots effort where Google, we can implore Google to save the rainforest. All you have to do, it was less than a year.
Yeah, it was right like 320 something days.
Yeah, so Google, just put your profits to the rainforest for 327 days. And
this'll
save
work.
Us all.
That's cool, man. Darren, I'm definitely going to follow you on Twitter and on Facebook, man. I think that's cool. And I'll support, causes like that. I think that's awesome. And then I just like the presentation.
Presentation was awesome.
That was very
cool. I'd follow you just, even if it was crap information, that presentation was that good.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to steal that. I'm going to send that to people and be like, yeah, this is what I did. I'm just going to tell you now.
So if you see any links out there about Paul's amazing presentation.
Yeah, it's going to be all me.
You don't even have to follow the link because it's going to be your presentation at the end of it. I don't know how we're going to get rid of the... I think he's got like DarrenBowie.eu.
I'll change my name.
We'll figure something out.
It's all
out.
Good.
You're going to change it to Darren Bowie. The U.S. version of Darren Bowie. Right here next
there
to me.
There you go.
And that's what's up.
What's up?
All right. This has been another great podcast. You are listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. This is podcast number 57, which we may have not announced in the beginning and at the end. It doesn't matter so much. Thank you so much for listening. The only reason we are the most popular podcast on iTunes is because you guys do listen. You guys do send in information. Find us on Twitter, twitter.com/ewebstyle. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ewebstyle. Send us an email, podcast@e-webstyle.com. Woo! I just blew through that. That was awesome. Until next time, this has been Podcast 57, the Unknown Secrets of SEO Podcast. Until next time, my name is Chris Burris.
And I'm Paul Hansen.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way.